so much continuity, coaches, teammates, that sort of thing offensively. Is it still fresh enough, or is that enough of an advantage that it certainly outweighs any downside?
No, I mean, I think it's both. I think you can get complacent with it because you've been here, but I think we do a good job of tweaking things all the time, adding some new plays that the coaches have drawn up throughout the offseason. But we're always trying to tweak something. If you stay the same, then you're not going to be moving forward, and the teams are going to be getting a jump on you. So we try to tweak it a little bit every year and continue to work on it, and just the communication level, being on the same page, and just trying to develop all the way across.
Marty, obviously you passed all the physicals, so is the big key now just to see how you recover once you're doing the football activities?
A little bit, but it's just taking our time. I mean, we knew where we'd be. I mean, we'd set that out for looking at training camp, and we were all confident in that, and we've done what we needed to do to be here, and everything felt great, and look forward. I mean, I've been working out and running, so I know I can recover from it easily, so everything's fine.
When you mentioned the veterans already getting kind of, you know, the treatment as far as maybe some snaps off here or there, or days off, is there anything more for you personally, do you think, that you're going to get this offseason or this camp as far as just...
I don't think so. I mean, I think we're just going to obviously progress and not do anything ridiculous. And we got a long camp. You know, our goals, our first game in Chicago. I mean, that's where we want to be. But I feel like I want to be out there because, I mean, missing off season is not good for me. I want to get out there, run some routes, get back into the groove of things and get back with that chemistry with Aaron. So we'll be out there as much as possible, and, you know, it shouldn't be any different than the other year.
How much time are you going to kind of get? I mean, you've been with Aaron for so long.
I think the chemistry, not really. I think being in the meetings and understanding what he wants, I think will carry over. To me, it's just the footwork and getting in and out of breaks that I think I will not develop, but get back into that group. I think if you don't run routes for a while, but some of us were running some routes these last couple of weeks here before we got going, and, you know, to get your footwork back down and understanding in and out of breaks and everything. So I think that's the main thing for me, and that's why I want to be out there.
So how much better can this offense get from last season?
I think the main thing is consistency. I mean, I think you can always improve. I mean, we didn't score in every possession, so that's our number one goal. But it's being consistent, eliminating the mistakes. I think we do a great job, obviously, taking care of the ball, but you can always get better in those areas. If it's the drops, if it's the missed assignments, if it's just little things. And that's where you got to pick yourself apart individually. And if you improve individually, the whole unit's going to improve. So it's just continue doing it and then obviously playing our best game, best ball at the right time.
Is that the continuity in the roster that helps with that?
Absolutely. When we're not having to spend time with, you know, what you classify as the ones right now of, you know, going over the base plays, we're able to move forward, we're able to make the adjustments on the base plays and, you know, get out there and get going. And then we're able to teach the young guys, and by us knowing what we're doing allows them to take all that unit period at the end of practice instead of us trying to still learn our playbook. So it allows them to get more reps and allows them to get, you know, get caught up.
Jerry, how much will the coaching duty changes on offense show up in training camp?
I don't know. I think it's still going to be a fill-out process of how it's all going to work, and even into the season, how we're going to adjust meetings to meetings. But I think it's been a good adjustment. I think we've all enjoyed having Luke Getzey with us. He's brought in a different aspect, the footwork and everything, and he does a great job. I think it was interesting going into it, being a young coach, and how he would approach it if he'd be quiet, not confident in what he's doing. But he's confident in everything. He has some good things for us. And Alex Van Pelt as well. I mean, they're learning. Alex isn't relaxed. He's never been with the receivers, but he's always been a part of the receivers. So, again, it's just the little things, and it was no different when Coach Bennett came over. You know, it's the little things that we have with Aaron that aren't technically in the playbook, but we know. And so it's teaching them that, and they know because they've been with Aaron. So I think it's all been great. They're all in the meeting rooms. I mean, I think we got four coaches sitting in our offensive meeting just with receivers and quarterbacks. So there's plenty of it around, and everyone's got different things, and it's great because we're able to bounce ideas off and just make sure everyone's on the same page.
Do outside projections matter? Like when people say you're one of the Super Bowl favorites, is that a distraction or you don't care?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I think what we've done over the years, we've put ourselves in that situation. Having Aaron on the team puts you in that situation, but we know we've been around, a lot of us have been around long enough, we know what it takes to get to the playoffs, and then you got to play your best football. It's hard to get there. We experienced it once, and we've been close a couple other times, but it's hard, and so you just got to play your best football. So right now we're focused on camp, getting better, getting these young guys caught up, because I said it last year with Devontae, they're eventually going to have to be a part of our team coming down the stretch in the playoffs and make plays for us, and obviously we saw what Devontae did last month with the New England game, the Dallas game, even Seattle game. So That's our duty now, is get those guys caught up to our speed. And so when it comes week one, we're ready to roll.
You see Arvidaris go down. Kind of, what are your thoughts on him, especially the injury last year? Just kind of see a guy like that go down.
You don't ever want to see one of your teammates go down, but it's part of the game, no matter what the injury is. So he's worked hard to get back. Hopefully, he can get back on the field quick and get his opportunity to make this team. So last year, he was having a great camp until his knee came up, and I mean, even with his knee, he was still practicing. So. It's one of those things you don't ever want to see, and hopefully you can get back some.